Welcome to Legendary Emo Dragon Show. I'm Yale's Emo Dragon, and today I'll be playing 100 Questions Part 2. So, I'm going to be answering another 100 questions from the internet. So, yeah, let's begin. Who is your hero? My hero would have to be Ed Gould, because he made Ed's World, and he fought cancer so bravely, and he's going to be forever my hero. If you could live anywhere, where would it be? Probably in the middle of the woods in either Canada or somewhere in Japan. What is your biggest fear? Social rejection. What is your favorite family vacation? If you could consider friends family, I went to a forest for a summer, like for a week, to go camping with a bunch of friends, and I considered them family. So that was my favorite family vacation. What would you change about yourself if you could? I would change the fact that I consider myself more of like an ambivert, which is somebody who is somewhat introverted but somewhat extroverted. And I would change that so I'm more introverted. What really makes you angry? What really makes me angry is when people... I have a couple things. One, pronounce my name wrong on purpose and they know how it's pronounced. Two, tell me I'm an idiot, because I'm clearly not an idiot. I've never felt like an idiot. And three, people just staring at me, like, for no reason. Like, what you looking at, bub? What motivates you to work hard? The fact of getting good grades, to me, is what I work hard for, because I would rather have good grades than be lost in the world without without an idea in motion of what I want to be when I get older. What is your favorite thing about your career? Now, that depends on what we're talking about. My podcast career is making podcasts for family and friends, even though nobody listens to my podcasts much anymore. But if I were to say, like, my school career, my favorite thing would be to hang with my friends and get to see life from a public school perspective. What is your biggest complaint about your job? Now, if you consider podcasting a job, my biggest complaint would be how literally I record, like, multiple times over and over and over the same episode, because let's just say my voice does not like me, and I sometimes sound like absolute garbage. So, what is your proudest accomplishment? My proudest accomplishment is getting into my technical center near my house. And that was one of the biggest things that I had ever hoped and dreamed of. What is your child's proudest accomplishment? I don't have any kids. And I don't want any. Ever. What is your favorite book to read? Fallout by Harry Turtledove. What makes you laugh the most? What makes me laugh the most would have to be, like, edits of things on YouTube or people doing voiceovers or voice dubs, quote-unquote. And those are the things that make me laugh really hard, because those are people who think outside the box. What was the last movie you went to? I honestly can't remember. I would have to say the Minions movie, I think, is the last one I've seen in theaters. And it sucked. What did you think? It sucked. What did you want to be when you were small? So when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a veterinarian. And let's just say when I turned 12, I changed my mind because of one event I don't want to talk about. What does your child want to be when she grows up? I don't have a child. And I don't want one. If you could choose to do anything for a day, what would it be? Drawing with a bunch of friends and talking to them about my artwork. What is your favorite game or sport to watch and play? I'd have to say I watch football occasionally. Go Broncos! Would you rather ride a bike, ride a horse, or drive a car? I'd rather ride a horse. I love horses. What would you sing at karaoke night? Depressing music! Because why not? What two radio stations do you listen to in the car the most? The last ones, I listened to Magic and Hot 101. I don't remember what station Magic is on because my mom plays it. What would you rather do? Wash dishes, mow the lawn, clean the bathroom, or vacuum the house? Clean the bathroom, just because it's the easiest one out of everything. If you could hire someone to help you, would it be with cleaning, cooking, or yard work? Cooking, because I can't cook. I can cook ramen noodles. That's mainly about it. If you could only eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be? Pizza. Who is your favorite author? I would have to say J.K. Rowling of the Harry Potter franchise. If you ever had a nickname, what is it? I've had Crow, I've had Emo Dragon, I've had States, I've had KK. Need I go on? Do you like or dislike surprises? Depending on the situation. Most of the time I do like surprises, but sometimes the surprises aren't always a good thing. So it's depending. In the evening, would you rather play a game, visit a relative, watch a movie, or read? I'd rather play a game, because I like to play video games. That's the one thing I love to do. Would you rather vacation in Hawaii or Alaska, and why? Hawaii, because it's warm, and it's like a place where you can have a date night in Hawaii. See what I did there? Would you rather win the lottery or work at the perfect job, and why? I'd rather work at an animation studio and work my way up the chain to start my own animation studio. And to me, that'd be the perfect job because I love to draw. I love to make people happy. I love to be basically in the media. Who would you want to be stranded with on the deserted island? My friends. All of them. If money was no object, what would you do all day? I would probably money was not an object. I'd probably get all the manga of a series I liked and spend the day reading it, then get all the manga of another series. You see where I'm going there. If you could go back in time, what year would you travel to? I'd go to the year of 1987, only because I would love to see what it looked like towards the end of the 80s and the rise of punk rock and grunge. How would your friends describe you? I honestly don't know. Probably annoying. They probably would describe me as a very annoying person to be around, because I will admit I don't shut up most of the time. Like, I talk a little bit. I draw a lot. I think my friends would find that annoying. What are your hobbies? Drawing, making podcasts, reading manga, playing video games, reading books. What is the best gift you have ever been given? My best gift would have to be my class ring. I got that when I was 16. What is the worst gift you have ever received? So when I was younger, my grandma used to buy me clothes. And at the time, I used to be like, ew, no. Because to this day, my grandma will insistently try to buy me clothes. Despite the fact I don't need that many clothes anymore. And I told her, Grandma, I don't need clothes. I mean, it's a thought that counts. How much she does it, it's like, okay, that's incessantly annoying. Aside from necessities, what one thing could you not go a day without? My smartphone. Because, list two pet peeves. People staring at me, and people drawing on my drawings. And you know what? Even though it says two, I'll list three. People ripping my artwork out of my notebook and then throwing it. Because that has happened. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Either an alcoholic? Just kidding. No. Okay, I'd rather see myself in college or an animation studio. How many pairs of shoes do you own? I do not know. I own quite a bit. Most of them Converse. But I do own one pair of Vans. If you were a superhero, what powers would you have? Disappearing. Just because. What would you do if you won the lottery? Donate half to charity and keep half to myself. What form of public transportation do you prefer? Air, boat, train, bus, car, etc.? Car, because that's the one I prefer the most. What's your favorite zoo animal? Tigers. I love tigers. If you could go back in time to change one thing, what would it be? My birth. Just kidding. Maybe be meeting certain people. I'd be like, no, don't meet those people. If you could share a meal with any four individuals, living or dead, who would they be? Alright, so I'd share a meal with John F. Kennedy, Richard Nixon, my dead grandpa, and my dead cat, because, hey, why not? How many pillows do you sleep with? I don't know. What's the longest you've gone without sleep, and why? I went almost an entire 24 hours without sleep once, and you know what? Did I regret it? Nope. What's the tallest building you've been to the top in? I'd have to say a fire tower, because I went to a forest over the summer for camping, and I got to go in a fire tower. It was abandoned. Not abandoned. Just kidding. It was an old fire tower. It was like a sightseeing thing, and I went all the way to the top. And even though it scared me to be up there, I still gave kudos to myself for doing it. Would you rather trade intelligence for looks or looks for intelligence? I'd rather trade looks for intelligence, because you know what? It doesn't matter what you look like as long as you're smart. How often do you buy clothes? Barely ever, because I don't really like buying clothes. Have you ever had a secret admirer? Yes. Yes, I have. And I still don't know who they are. What's your favorite holiday? Halloween. What's the most daring thing you've ever done? Ask somebody out, and they told me no. So, what's the last thing you recorded on TV? I can't remember, because I haven't had cable for the past 3 years. What's the last book you read? Harry Turtle Dove, Fallout. What's your favorite type of foreign food? I would say pizza, because technically pizza is a foreign food. Are you a clean or messy person? Messy person. That's the type of person I am. I have neat handwriting, but and neat drawings, but I'm not that good at staying organized 99% of the time. Who would you want to play you in a movie of your life? Danny DeVito! Danny DeVito! That's the person I'd love to play me in a movie. How long does it take you to get ready in the morning? Not that long. I usually get up at 6 a.m. and start getting dressed about 6:15. And then after that, I'm ready to go. What kitchen appliance do you use every day? My microwave. What's your favorite fast food chain? Long John Silver's. What's your favorite family recipe? Oh, I don't know the name of it. I can picture it. It's like a green bean casserole, but you add more to it. Do you love or hate roller coasters? I love them, but I get really sick riding them. I don't puke. I just can't handle them. What's your favorite family tradition? So in my family, around Christmas time, we do something called the White Elephant, where adults in the family gather gifts or buy gifts throughout the year, and they trade them at Christmas time. And I don't know if anyone else has ever done that, but it's really cool. What is your favorite childhood memory? Graduating 6th grade and going on to 7th grade. What is your favorite movie? I'm going to have to say... Oh, shit. I had to think about that one, because I've seen so many movies. I'm going to have to say The Muppets movie. There we go. A movie. How old were you when you learned Santa wasn't real? I was about 12. And how did I find out? My mom told me. Is your glass half full or half empty? Half empty, because I'm a pessimist! What's the craziest thing you've done in the name of love? Oh, man. Bought somebody things, and they were like, hey, why are you doing this, basically? And I told them why. What three items would you take with you on a deserted island? A book, a skillet, and probably matches. What was your favorite subject in school? Now, last year, it was chorus, because I took choir for 5 straight years. But this year, I'd have to say going to the technical center, because it's technically a period of my day. I'm there for 2 hours. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? I'm going to have to say, because it's called hobo meal or something like that, where you put it in tinfoil, food in tinfoil, and you throw it in there. It was weird. Do you collect anything? Manga. I collect manga. Is there anything you wish would come back into fashion? Jean jackets, jean jackets, jean jackets. And bomber jackets. Please. Are you an introvert or extrovert? I'm an ambivert. That's both. Which of the five senses would you say is your strongest? Probably because my sight is not that good. I mean, because I have to wear glasses. My hearing is not that good because I have to see how what just how someone explains something to me. Maybe my taste, because I can taste things extremely good. Have you ever had a surprise party that was an actual surprise? No, I haven't. Are you related or distantly related to anyone famous? Yes, I am related to the famous John F. Kennedy through marriage. What do you do to keep fit? Nothing! Because literally I have to walk around all the time, so that's it. Does your family have a motto, spoken or unspoken? Be nice to everyone. If you were ruler of your own country, what would be the first law you would introduce? All murderers get the death penalty, no matter what they did. Who was your favorite teacher in school and why? So we had a teacher when I was in fifth grade who was really nice and let us speak and all that. So yeah, I'm not going to go much into it because I've already answered this question before. What three things do you think of the most each day? 1, how can I succeed? 2, how many friends care? And 3, my artwork. I think about my artwork quite a lot. If you had a warning label, what would yours say? Warning, cusses a lot, and always gets somewhat pissed. What song would you say best sums you up? Secrets by Mary Lambert. What celebrity would you like to meet at Starbucks for a cup of coffee? I'm not a huge fan of Starbucks. I'd have to say Danny DeVito, because why not? Who was your first crush? I have no memory. I actually don't remember. Not at this point. What is the most interesting thing you can see out of your office or kitchen window? My driveway. It's actually a nice driveway. On a scale of 1 to 10, how funny would you say you are? -10! I am not funny. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? Probably working on my own animation studio. What was your first job? I'm going to have to say podcasting, because I really don't have a job otherwise. If you could join any past or current music group, which one would you want to join? I'd have to say Pink Floyd, because why not? How many languages do you speak? I had to take Spanish 1 year. I could speak a little bit of Spanish, but not enough to be considered it, so I had to say 1. I only speak 1 language, and that's English. What is your favorite family holiday tradition? Thanksgiving, because that's the one where I get to eat food. Who is the most intelligent person you know? My best friend who goes to school with me. If you had to describe yourself as an animal, which one would it be? Something that you call somebody when they snitch on people, and somebody who is an animal that is known as disgusting, aka a rat. What is one thing you will never do again? Take Spanish class. That's something I will never, never do again. Who knows you the best? My best friend at my school. He knows me the best out of anyone in my class. So, I just answered 100 questions, part 2. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Goodbye. Ba 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 ba